80-80 by 2030, a lofty goal launched by Governor David Ige's administration. The High Tech Development Corporation has been working toward that initiative, acting as an incubator to hatch new businesses to help create jobs that will help keep our best and brightest here at home or attract Hawaii transplants back to the islands. Joining us now is Robbie Melton, who heads HTDC.
The 8080 initiative just started about 3 years ago, so we really need to lay the foundation. And just to give a little bit of background, the 8080 initiative is to create 80,000 new tech and innovation jobs, earning more than $80,000 a year by 2030. So we have 15 years to create, 80,000 jobs.
And how are we doing that specifically? What programs do you have that actually assist in the creation of these jobs in the private sector?
So there are three basic focuses that we have. One is infrastructure. So we're laying the foundation. This spring will go into construction for our Entrepreneur Sandbox. And it's the first innovation center of its kind in Hawaii. It's kind of like, you have rec centers where you go and play sports. Where here it'll be a center where you go to learn to make things. So if you have an idea, either a physical product or things like animation, videos, YouTube, more the creative spot, you can come there. There'll be instructors there to help teach you how to do that. We'll have classes. And it's for all ages. So from young kids up to kapuna, that's a place to go.
And have we modeled that on another project somewhere else?
No. There are maker spaces out there where people come and learn to use the CNC machines and 3D printing, but we're combining several things. So not only physical manifestations, but more of the creative. So bringing art with engineering together. And we're also developing two other innovation parks. So one in Hilo, we're just starting that. That will be a manufacturing center. So it'll be like a maker space. There'll be part of that in there. And other people who want to do light manufacturing will come in there and use the space at reduced rates. So it'll help grow the Hilo economy in innovation.
Okay. And then any other project for any of the other neighbor islands?
Well, Kauai itself is working on a creative industries center down in Lihue, which I think will be great. And so there are other people besides HTDC that are creating these centers of excellence. Maui has the Maui Food Innovation Center, which is doing terrific. And then there's some new things coming up. There's going to be an aquaculture accelerator program in Kona at Nalha. And then another program here, which is actually not a physical building, but I think is going to be quite good, is the Mana Up Accelerator. And taking people who already make products and helping them get globally competitive.
You mentioned Nalha. For our listeners who aren't familiar with that, Natural Energy Lab.
Yes.
I know it is a natural
energy
lab. Yeah,
the Natural Energy Lab of Hawaii. And they actually started out as projects for energy. But because they're right on the ocean, they've actually grown to quite a big campus to do different types of aquaculture. So there's a lobster pound. Somebody's learning how to do taco, octopus as aquaculture. There's different types of fish there. There's nutraceuticals there, lots of different things going on at Nalha.
And so how do you actually track the jobs that you're creating, with those salaries that lots of people would like to make?
Yeah, so the great thing is DBED already has a research department, and they've been tracking, they do a report annually called Emerging Industries. And so they look at the tech sector, they look at the creative sector, among many other sectors. So they have a good track of the jobs, the salaries, and everything. So we use that as our base point.
And then I know there are companies that we are looking to for the future, HART, with rail coming in. I know Ansaldo is working on some projects over the community college level. There are, I guess, there are opportunities that we have down the road for some of our young people to move into these jobs.
Yeah, there's plenty of opportunities, and we also, you know, we hope some of these centers of excellence will then create new companies and grow some of the jobs. So the 80-80 initiative is really to provide good jobs for our local young people so that if they go away to college, they know they can come home and get a good paying job and an interesting job. We also work in the area of talent. And so, as you know, you heard that we're doing our tech job fair. But we also have somebody on staff that works with the community, works with the employers, works with the workforce training people to find out what are the employers' needs. Because when we started, apparently there were 900 unfilled tech jobs in Hawaii. And who knew that that even existed? So we're working to get the right training for our students, adults as well as children, so that they can move into these technology jobs.
What's the snapshot right now?
The snapshot right now? There's about 70, almost 80,000 jobs. But if you take, when we started, there were 40. So 40,000 new jobs have been created in the last 3 or 4 years.
And anything else you can share just about how hard it is to get talent here locally? I mean, unemployment is low.
Right.
And there are probably other cities maybe where they've got experienced people, trained people, but maybe the salaries aren't as high to attract them over here.
And that's why we have 80-80, so that we want our salaries to be competitive, because we are losing people. Because they can go somewhere else, make almost, you know, a third more to have 50% more than what they could make here with a lower cost of living. So we're working to figure out what ways we can raise the salaries. So the good news is in the recent Emerging Industries report that the tech sector, their salaries are in about $83,000 a year. But on the creative side, but it's, so it's lagging about 30% from the rest of the nation in terms of salaries. On the other side, the creative side, there are more jobs, but they're paid much less. So we got to figure out how to raise those salaries.
That was Robbie Melton, Executive Director of the Hawaii's High Tech Development Corporation. And earlier, we talked to Sandy Park about the High Tech Job Holiday Fair, which is being held tonight starting at 5 p.m. at the Japanese Cultural Center. That event has some 50 companies signed up.
This year, we have double the number of companies that will be exhibiting and looking for that local talent, and which is a great, great thing, because now not only do we have specific R&D and tech companies, but also traditional industries like banks, the medical industry, some state offices as well, looking for the IT, the STEM talent. Some of the companies in the tech sector are OceanNet, Navitech, Nalu Scientific, Booz Allen Hamilton, North Star Scientific, and also traditional industries like Finance Factors, Bank of Hawaii, which is one of our sponsors, some search companies, Alakai Search, DSA Inc., Ansaldo Hawaii, which is also working on the rail, Hawaii Food Manufacturers is another sponsor. They're also looking for talent. So there's a mix of technology companies and traditional industry who are looking for that tech talent. We want them to see what Hawaii has to offer here as far as STEM and technology and innovation.
I know some of the advice that some of the vendors were giving, let's say, new hires, new graduates out of school that may have only been working, you know, 1 or 2 years on the mainland. They were saying, you know, maybe spend a little bit more time getting a little more job experience before coming back to Hawaii. Is that generally the feel or the trend? You want to be able to have our young local people get as much experience as possible and then bring that knowledge back to the islands?
That's always a good thing. As far as the young generation working on the mainland and getting more experience, getting more exposure to some of the the technology and innovation up there is always a good thing, and to bring that home as well.
And it's really a great place to be able to network. If you don't come home right away, at least you can meet maybe some of the principals of some of these companies, so when you do apply, that you've already made that initial contact.
Yeah, definitely, especially for the college students who are looking to see what the market is like out there and to know who those people that they should be talking to. So many of the companies will also be looking for interns. So that's also a great opportunity for the college students.
Sandy Park is the Hawaii Small Business Innovation Research Grants Program Manager for HDTC. Tonight's job fair will also include HR specialists who will help with resumes and a professional photographer who can help take photos to update social media pages of the attendees. That free event with Pupus tonight at the Japanese Cultural Center from 5 to 8 p.m.